One word on the parasha. And of course today, which is the last of the days of the Shovavim, Shishi Shebashishi, the sixth day of the sixth week, which is Yesod Shebayesod, which is the main days of the Shovavim, and towards the end of Kol Olecha Harachitum. Amen. So we started to talk in yesterday's Darash that in the olden days they reached very, very high levels in learning. You could ask them anywhere in the whole Torah and Pardes HaTorah, and they had an answer. They knew it. They had fluency. They had memory. They had depth of everything that they studied. And we compared it to our generation, where we struggle to remember the halakha that we learned from one day to the next, or from one hour to the next. And we're wondering, how is it possible to even study the whole Torah kula? The Torah is compared to a yam. Says in the pasuk, "Umana ha'aris de'a kayam lamayim mechasim." Umana ha'aris de'a, that the world will be filled with de'a kamayim layam mechasim, like the water that covers the oceans. What's the comparison? Kamayim layam mechasim. And what is it called? The Torah, de'a. Umma de'a aris de'a. The Torah is called de'a. Because if you look at an ocean, when you look at the top of the ocean, it all looks the same. However, we know that when you start to put your foot in the water, certain areas are deeper than others. There's some parts of the Indian Ocean that goes miles down, thousands and thousands of feet down. But you wouldn't know it. When you look at the top of the ocean, everything looks the same. The shallow part and the deep parts, you cannot tell. But once you get in, you start to see that there's a lot of depth. The same thing with Torah. On the surface, the Torah looks like a very superficial subject, knowledge. But it's like the waters of an ocean. Once you start to go in, you start to see how deep it's able to go. Once you jump in, you realize that it's not the shallow, there's depth. Yam HaTalmud, it's an ocean. Torah Hashem Timimah Meshivat Nafesh. The Torah is Timimah. The Torah is complete. What does it mean the Torah is complete? No matter how much you take and draw out of the Torah remains complete. If a person would take a fireman's hose and stick it in the Atlantic Ocean and start to draw out water, and he would just shoot out water from the Atlantic Ocean for 100 years with a very high pressure hose. After 100 years, you look at the Atlantic Ocean. Did he make a dent?
No.
The ocean is still complete. No matter how much you take out of the Atlantic Ocean, it still looks just as full. That's what it means in the pasuk, Torah Hashem Tevimah. The Torah of Hashem is complete. After 100 years of learning and extracting and extracting and extracting, you took nothing. You took a drop in the bucket. You know what the mashal is? If a person took his finger into the Atlantic Ocean, you took out a drop. That's what you took out. How much you have left? It was after 100 years of learning, you just took a drop of the ocean. So you see how much Torah there is. This is endless, endless Torah. It has to be endless because it was given by the Boreh. Boreh Olam is Netzach. Kudsha Berichu Ve'oraita Hadu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah is one. So just like Kudsha Berichu is forever, Netzach Netzachim and eternal, so to his knowledge is eternal. The only thing you don't see in our Torah, the only two words that you don't see in our Torah that you see in every other book, is the two words, the end. There's no the end. Never ends. You never see at the end of the book, the end. Because it keeps on going. You know what it says at the end of our books? Hadran. Now we'll go back to you. Right? Because we never finish. At the end of Sotah Barakah, it doesn't say Tam, Tam Nishlam Le Borei Olam. No. Eneko Yisrael Bereshit. You can never finish it. Hadran. Finish. Go back. But you learned it. What did you learn? You learned it. You took a drop out of the Atlantic Ocean. There's much more of the ocean left. Torah Hashem Timima. No matter how much you eat of the Torah, you always look at it and it looks untouched. You know, the lady sometimes, she makes a lot of food. The people eat, you didn't dent the food, everything is still there, but she made a lot. Na'avdil, that's the same thing with the Torah. I learned, but you didn't look at how much you have left over there. So we had a question yesterday, and we said, so how could God give us a book that you can't finish? I mean, the teacher gives you an assignment that you can't do. Imagine that a teacher gives you an assignment and he says, by tomorrow you have to finish the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. You need to reach from A to Z. It's impossible. It's impossible. If I stay up all night and read every word, he asks me something that's impossible. Tomorrow you're going to be tested on it. It's not a fair assignment. You understand? And then Borei Olam comes along and says to the Jewish people, here's the book, here's the Torah. Vagita bo yomam v'alayla, you have to study it. And we're wondering, how's it possible to give us a book that you can never finish? So he explained that there's a very important prerequisite when it comes to Torah, which separates the levels, and that's Torah B'Kedusha. What does Kedusha mean? Kedusha means where a person lives a life of Kedusha, he doesn't go after his desires, he watches his eyes, he watches his speech. He's not gluttonous. He doesn't go after his animalistic side. Kiddusha. Not that he lives a life of total abstention, but he's he has Yirat Shamayim. He's careful. That's a very important prerequisite to the study of Torah. The Yishit Chokhmah Yirat Hashem. So that explains it. In the olden days, they had a tremendous amount of Kiddusha. They were on very high spiritual levels. So when the Arizal, we said, went to sleep, and the Chaim Vital told them, what were you doing in your sleep? I saw you were moving your lips. He told them, they were teaching me Torah. He says, so could you repeat to me what they said? He says, it'll take me 80 years for me to tell you what they just told me in 5 minutes. I is the tzaddikim. They used to go to sleep. They used to learn in their sleep, and they used to learn Torah. They had tremendous si'ata nishmaya in their learning. They didn't forget. They were able to accomplish a lot. Supernatural. Why? Because that kiddusha. We don't relate to that because we have tumata eres amim. There's a blockage. We don't get the right reception. So when you don't get the right reception, so you're not getting it in the amounts and in the quality that it can happen. But the tzaddikim were able to accomplish a lot in Torah because they had the prerequisite of Kedusha. We said yesterday, the letters before the word Torah are Kedusha. The letter before Tav is a Shin. Right, a lot of people yesterday struggled with that, but it's a sheen. And the vav we said is a hair, and the resh we said is a kof, and the hair is a dalet. The letters before the word Torah is kedusha. They teach you before Torah you have to have kedusha. You don't need to be kadosh to be a biology teacher. As a matter of fact, most of the biology teachers, I don't have to tell you. You understand? No, not I don't mean belief. But when it comes to learning, you're saying there's a direct relationship between your lifestyle and the learning. It won't go in properly. You won't remember it. You won't have siyata d'shmaya. You're not going to understand it properly. So you wonder how the Arizal was able to reach all these madrigot. Because his body was suitable for it. His lifestyle was suitable for this divine wisdom. It's a divine wisdom. So divine wisdom is only able to enter a person that lives on a certain madriga. Otherwise, it's a battle. There's no prerequisite for mathematics or for science or for history. So we said many times, if you remember, based on the Gemara Shabbat says that there's six orders of the Mishnah. והיה אמונת עיתך חוסן ישועות חוכמה ודעת. The prophet is talking. והיה אמונות עיתך, זאת גמרא says, אמונות, זה סדר זרעים. The סדר זרעים of the משניות gives a person אמונה because it talks about the laws of ברכות. Person makes his berachot properly, gives him emunah, talks about laws of Shemitah. Shemitah is all about emunah, giving the tithes to the Kohen and to the Levi. Only a person that has emunah is able to give tzedakah. He believes if he gives, he's going to get back. So all of the Mishnayot in Zera'im, the Navi calls it emunat. Ve'aya emunat. Zeh seder Zera'im. Eitecha. What is Eitecha? Your times. Says Seder Mu'ed. Seder Mu'ed talks about the times of the year. Shabbat, Pesach, Sukkot, those are all the times, Zmanim, Mu'ed. So, Eitecha, Et is a time. So, again, Vaya Emunat, Eitecha. That's Zira'im, Mu'ed. Then it says, Hosen, Yeshuot. What's Hosen? Nashim. Hosen is strength. Person gives his strength to his wife. Strength is his virility. He gives it to his wife. That's the kawah of the Adam, is the zera. Hosen gives it to the wife to produce a child. The Rambam says the zera is the kawah of the Adam, is the strength, is the energy of the person, is in the zera. Yeshuot, Zeh Seder, Nezikim. One day we'll have to explain to you why Yeshuot is connected to Nezikim. The laws of damages is called Yeshuot. Salvation. Chokhmah, Zeh Seder Kadashim. That's the laws of Kadashim, the laws of the Beit HaMikdash. Vada'at, This Seder Taharot. That's the sixth order of the Mishnah. It's called Taharot. It talks about all the laws of Tahara. Para Aduma, Zavin, Makshirim, Kelim, Taharot. All Mishnah talk about purity. Interesting that that section of the Mishnah is called in the Navi Vada'at. Vada'at. Understand? So we explained it already in the previous shiurim. Why is it called Vada'at? Because in the mikveh, Tahara, that's where we get Tahara in the mikveh, you need 40 se'ah of water. That's the shiur, 40 se'ah. And each se'ah has 24 log. That's what it is. There's 4 quarts in a gallon, and there's 24 log in a se'ah. When we were in school, they taught you the metric system. There was no reason for them to teach us the metric system. They thought it's going to stick. So they taught you kilometers and meters and centimeters. They changed all the rulers. They would have been better off teaching us the askelat gudu. Teaching us how much is a se'ah, how much is a kab, how much is a log. That's still around today. We're still talking about that. I don't know anybody talking about how many meters and how many centimeters and how many kilograms. In Canada they talk about it, but not over here. Huh? So we're talking about over here the inyan of the se'ah. So there's 24 log in a se'ah. So that means 24 times 40 is the shi'ur of how many log are in a mikveh. How much is 24 times 40? 960. If you take the word da'at, which is the word that the Navi uses to teach us the last order of the Mishnah, da'at. Da'at is how much? Dalet is 4, and ayin is 70. And what do you call it? The tap is how much? 474. Vada'at, it says. It says vada'at. So vada'at is how much? 480. It's 480. However, we said many times, why did I have to say Vada'at? You say Uchmah Da'at. The Vav is Mosif. Vada'at. V'yiten Necha. Yiten V'yazor V'yiten. The Vav doubles it. It's twice. What's 480 times 2? 960. So therefore the Navi calls the Seder of Taharot Vada'at, because Vada'at represents the 960 log in the mikveh. Huh? V'yachzor v'yiten. Yiten v'yachzor v'yiten. So v'yiten means yiten v'yiten. So Vada'at means Da'at and Da'at. Vada'at. It's two Da'ats. Two Da'ats is 960. Huh? Vereva. Midiyuk. Perfect. Perfect. Excellent. What's pashut to the guys in the shi'ur is Chinese to the guy outside of this class. You say it as a matter of fact. Vereva. You just said a whole shi'ur in one word. And the guy outside, we have no idea what we're talking about. Shnechem, that shows the level that the guys are on in the shi'ur. He knows. So Vada'at is very important. That's why when we pray the Amidah, Rabotai, we say, Atachonen la'adam da'at. That's what we're praying for. We're praying for the da'at, for the kiddushah, for the tahara. So we say, Honenu metecha, Chokhmah bina, Vada'at. Chokhmah bina, that's the knowledge. But the main thing is Vada'at. That's why in the beginning, we don't say, Ata honen la'adam Chokhmah, or Ata honen la'adam bina. Ata honen la'adam da'at. That's the first thing you have to pray for. Da'at first. First we need da'at. You need tahara, you need purity. Once you have purity, then honenu metecha, chokhmah bina, of course vada'at, but everything has to be under the predication of vada'at. Understand? The vada'at is the main item. That's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Navi said. The tahara is the key. So the Arizal was able to learn 80 years of Torah in a dream. So if you have the kiddusha, there's no you reach levels supernaturally. We never experience because we don't have that level of kiddushah, so we're learning the old-fashioned way, breaking our heads and a little at a time. And but the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-lomed Torah l'shma zocheh l'dvarim arbeh." Once you reach a certain level of Torah l'shma, you're able to be zocheh to a lot of things. All of a sudden, your mind opens up, and you're able to. Also, stuff will start to. Then you have si'ata nishmaya, and you'll see what takes 30 years to learn. The guy learned it in a week. The guy learned it in a month, in a year. There's a berakha in the learning. But that berakha in the learning only comes from the bada'at. What does it say by Yaakov Abinu? When he sent his son Yosef to go to taught his son, Ki ben zikunim hu lo. Remember he called him Ben Zekunim? You remember that or you don't remember that?
Yeah.
He called him Ben Zekunim. He was the boy that was born to him in his old age, Ben Zekunim. So that she says, or the Targum says, Bar Hakim Hule. What is Bar Hakim? Bar Hakim, he was Hakim. He was Yal Chokhmah. So the Hakamim say, Zekunim is Rashi Tevot. Zayin, Zera'im. Torum Zera'im, the Mishnayot of Zera'im. The Kof, Kadashim. The Nun, Nashim. The Yod, Yeshuot. That's Nezikim, Yeshuot. And the Mem is Moed. Ben Zekunim, he told him all the Mishnayot, but there's one that's missing. Taharot. There's no taharot in Zekunim. It's missing taharot. Zayin, Kof, Nun, Yud, Mem. It's only five letters. There's no Vav in Zekunim. So where's the taharot? Because Yaakov Abinu understood that, unfortunately, Yosef is going to go down to Egypt. And in Egypt over there, there's Tubat Eres Amim, Tu'avot Misraim, and all that. And therefore, while Yosef would be able to master the five orders, but the Taharot, that would be the biggest challenge. That's why Yaakov Abinu can't believe it, that Yosef was able to maintain the level of Tahara and Kiddushah in Mitzrayim. That was a remez that unfortunately the Tahara is going to be his biggest challenge. And we see he overcame it with Eshet Potiphar and all that. Understand? That's why Shlomo HaMelech has a pasuk in the Mishnah. Yosef da'at, Yosef machov. What does that mean? Yosef da'at, Yosef machov. Literally, simply it means. Huh? Yosef da'at, the more knowledge you get, the more anguish you have. You ever hear the saying, ignorance is bliss? Guy never learned Tilchot Shabbat before. He's the happiest guy. I love Shabbat. Love Shabbat. It's great. I sit, I read, we sit, we put our feet on the couch, we talk, we sketch around. He thinks he's the biggest Shomer Shabbat in the world. Because he's ignorant. So the ignorance brings him bliss. He starts coming to the shi'ud. He sees he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know how to make kiddush. He doesn't know nothing. He doesn't know any halachot. He never heard anything. So Yosef da'at, Yosef machov. Understand? The more da'at that a person acquires, the more machov, the more pain it brings him, because he realizes, what am I doing here? I don't know what I'm doing. You understand? Wisdom doesn't always make a guy happy. Wisdom also makes a guy depressed sometimes. And, oh my gosh, all the stuff of it, I had no idea. All my life I was doing this. You understand? But there's a deeper interpretation based on what I'm saying today. The pasuk is hinting to us, who was the one that had and mastered the level of da'at, which is madat, which is the tahara? Yosef HaSadiq. Yosef da'at. Yosef mastered the inyan of da'at because he had the challenge in Mitzrayim. In the dirtiest, lowest place, he was able to. But what do you think? What do you think? Rabotai, those people that work on Kiddushah, those are the ones that get the biggest tests. What do you think? He can say, okay, I'm going to stop being a Sadiq, I'm going to close my eyes, I'm not going to look. The Yitzhak says, oh, Chavot, my pleasure, calm down, my honor, I'll leave you alone. On the day that you start accepting upon yourself, I want to be like Yosef HaSadiq, Da'at, Kiddushah, all of a sudden you start to get tested. All of a sudden things come to you, all of a sudden challenges come to you. Yosef Da'at, Yosef Machov. There's going to start to be Wajaras all of a sudden. When it comes to the, you're going to be tested in the challenges of Kiddushah. So it's not easy. But the Yitzhak will test you in the beginning, and you hold your ground, and he goes to the next guy. But you have to know that. Yosef Da'at, Yosef Machov. You see what happened to Yosef? Did anybody get challenged greater than Yosef? Boom, Eshet Potifar, boom. Yosef Machov, he got thrown in jail for 11 years. What kind of troubles did he have over here? Understand?
How many incidents we don't know?
Huh?
How many incidents we don't know?
Bidiyuk. That was the challenge. It says every day when he was walking, they were throwing things at him. What do you think? Yosef goes after Da'at. Yosef Machov. But Yisra is going to give you challenges. What do you think is going to happen? So you see, the Kiddushah is the whole item. If a person has Kiddushah in his life, he gets easy passed. A lot of Torah comes to him, and so it's possible.
70 languages.
Yeah, very good. Perfect. Yosef, the angel, was able to teach him 70 languages in one night. Without the Rosetta Stone. Instant on the spot. 70 languages. Expert 70 languages. How?
Download.
Better you. Boom. You understand? Where does that come from? The Kiddushah, because Yosef had Kiddushah, Yosef Da'at. So they're wondering, today the kids are Googling and they're playing on the internet and who knows what they're looking at. Their phones are not tagged, the internet is not protected, they have cable TV in their room. Who knows what they're looking at, all the Gilui Arayot and stuff every single day. And then the parents are wondering, you know, how come the kid's not doing good in Gemara? How come he's not, how come he doesn't go to shul on Shabbat? How come, what are you talking about? But I say, so smart, trigonometry, you got 100 on the regent. What's he got to do with another? Trigonometry kid goes with cable television, but Gemara and these things, that doesn't work. You understand? This is the biggest challenge in our generation. Not the Chokhmah, not the Bina, but Da'at. And that's why before Mashiach comes, the Pasuk says, Umale'ah ha'aretz de'ah. The world is going to first have to be filled with de'ah. God's going to have to purge the world with de'ah. Kamayim layam mechasim. Because it's referring to Taharav the Mikveh. That God is going to have to bring de'ah into the world, which is purity. Kamayim, like the water. Layam, like a person goes to the Mikveh in the water. He's going to have to bring a wave of Kiddushah into the world in order to clean out all this tum'ah that we have, the shmutz, as they call it. And then we'll be able to study. That's the biggest challenge. Chabaruch always said, we have a lot of Torah, but he always would say, where's the Kiddushah? Where's the Kiddushah? This was always his question. So he was brought up in Yerushalayim, and then the Kiddushah, the Achamim, the Tzaddikim. He says, in America, where's the Kiddushah? The purity of soul, so on and so forth. Huh? Uh-huh. So now, what happens? The Jewish people, God comes along and says, you want the Torah? You see what I'm doing here? I'm going a little backwards on yesterday, I'm going a little forwards. Yeah, I'm preparing you.
Getting ready.
We came and we heard it on the radio yesterday. We came again today. You came, he's repeating, he's rehashing yesterday. If already you listened for the first half hour, right? I said 10 things that we didn't say yesterday and 3 things we never said before ever.
Sure. I don't remember what you said anyway.
So now, what happens? So the Jewish people come to Matan Torah. So if you look at the Pesukim, it says in the beginning, Kod Hashem, Dibir Hashem, Naaseh. And then later on, they come along and say, Naaseh v'nishma. So we explained yesterday, what do you mean? First they said Naaseh, they said Naaseh v'nishma. Originally, when they saw how big the Torah was, they told the Borei Olam, God, it's impossible for us to do this whole week. Naaseh means we'll fulfill the mitzvot. Nishma means we'll learn. So they said, listen, 630 mitzvot, it's doable. Naaseh. But you're asking us to learn this whole curriculum? We can't, it's impossible. It's you physically impossible to study this whole Torah. So originally they said Naaseh. But then Borei Olam told them something. He told them something in the interim. They said, oh, we didn't realize that. What did he tell them? If you look at the Pesukim over here, it says, Moshe ala Elohim, Moshe went up to God. Vayikra elav Hashem minahar lemor, ko tomar lebet Yaakov, v'taged bnei Yisrael. Go tell the people. Atem re'item asher asiti lemisrayim. Did you see what I did to the Jewish people in Misrayim? Va'esa etchem al kanfei nesharim. I carried you on the wings of eagles. Ve'avi etchem elai. What has that got to do with anything? It's nice. I'm not saying no. Go tell the Jewish people. Don't they remember I carried them on the wings of eagles and I brought them out of Egypt? Ve'atan, therefore, im shamaw tishmeu bekoli, listen, ushmartem et beriti, ויתם לי סגולה מכל העמים. What was he telling them? What was he reminding them? Why was that a very important item to remind Bnei Yisrael before they get the Torah? That I carried you on the wings of eagles out of Egypt. If you go back, when the Jewish people left Egypt, people don't know this. They left Ramses. That's the city in Egypt. Sukkota. But they went to Sukkot. 600,000 people besides the children. So that she says, how far is Ramses to Sukkot? How far is the distance? So that she says, Kuf Chaf Mil. 120 mil. 120 mil. How long is a mil? Again, the metric system. Take out your metric system. They didn't teach us mil. They're busy teaching us kilometers and teaching us milliliters. If they would have taught us meals, we would have known something. A mil is the amount of distance that a person walks in about 18 minutes.
About a mile.
So let's say it's 120 miles. That's probably where they got the word mile from, meal. So it's about 120 miles, let's say. Now, again, they don't have a subway in those days in Egypt. They didn't have trains. They didn't have cars. They didn't have Uber or Bar Ben Yomo. They didn't have anything. So now, how did they travel? They travel by foot. Understand? So that, how long does it take for by foot, 120 miles? With your wife and kids and the people and the complaining and the snacks and the bathrooms.
10 days.
10 days, minimum.
By foot.
8 days by foot. They walk from Halab to Damascus. So that she says, Kufchaf milayu, uba'u sham, lefi sha'a. They got there. לפי שעד השיסה שנאמר ועשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים. Okay. God gave them wings. Which means logically you say there's no way we're going to get from Ramses to Sukkot. It's going to take a week. And all of a sudden, boom! What was God showing them? God, when He saw the people hesitate to receive the Torah, how are we going to finish this whole book? God says, didn't you see that you're able to travel a very far distance? You didn't learn that already? When it comes to God, you can do a lot of distance in a short amount of time. Didn't you see? You didn't see that? It didn't teach anything? So just like I'm able to make a distance short, so then I can make a lot of Torah go into your brain also in a short amount of time. But what is it hinge on? Look at the next pasuk. Ve'atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim ve'goy kadosh. That's all I ask from you. You have to be goy kadosh. If you have goy kadosh, then finish. Ela devarim. Now I'm ready to. Now I can accept. I can give it to you. You understand? Which means, Borelam was telling them, you see already what I did in Egypt. That shouldn't bother you. How are we going to get there so fast? I'm above the time. God is above the Zman. God is above the... Oh, huh? So now what happens? What happens is, where's the regular Humash? So it says in the if you open up Parashat Ba'alotecha, over there it is. If there's a story over there, what happens over here? It says the Jewish people, there's two nuns. Remember the two inverted nuns? In the middle of a story over the Torah's talking about over here, It's in the middle. It says, "But he been so Aaron." Interrupts with two pesukim. We interrupt this program with a special emergency announcement. So all the rabbis are asking, "What is these two pesukim doing over here?" So the Gemara says it's a buffer, because really the parasha before it wasn't such a good parasha for the Jewish people, and the parasha after it wasn't such a good parasha. And if you put these two parashot back to back, it would be a big problem. So we had to put some type of buffer in between. What's the parasha before it? Remember the pasuk before it. Vayis'u mehar Hashem, the Jewish people left Har Hashem derech sheloshet yamim. So sober bada. What's sober bada? They left. They were camped at Har Sinai, and they left, and they traveled for 3 days. And the Gemara calls that's a Puranu. That was a terrible story, that they left Har Sinai. So the famous Ramban, Ramban says, Ketinok aboreach bebet ha-tefer. Ketinok aboreach bebet ha-sefer. Like a tinok, like a child that's running away from the school. Which means when the bell rings from the school, the kids run out. They run out the window. That's it. School's over. Get out of jail. And now what happens? Oh. Uh-huh. So now what happens? Ketinok aboreach bebet ha-sefer. What happened? Why was it Ketinok aboreach bebet ha-sefer? What happened, Ketinok aboreach bebet ha-sefer? Why were they running like a child that runs out of school? So the explanation they say is because they fell back into that thinking. It's too much. It's too much. We're never going to be able to finish it. So they became a little miyuash, they became a little depressed, discouraged. It's too much curriculum. We can't do it. So they left. They. So the pasuk tells us, interestingly enough, it says they traveled derech sheloshet yamim. Vayis'u mehar Hashem derech sheloshet yamim. Who cares how far they traveled? What do I have to know derech sheloshet yamim? And if they travel 2 day distance, and a 3 day distance, and a 6 day distance, you know the depth of these pesukima. The Gemara says, how long does it take a normal person to travel in 1 day? How many steps can a person take in 1 day? Normal guy travels, the Gemara says, he can travel 10 parsaot a day. Okay, but I don't know what a parsa is. So the Gemara says that every parsa is 4 mil. So the Gemara basically says an average person can walk 40 mil a day. That means in 3 days, how much can he walk? 120 mil. That means when they went from Ramses to Sukkot, it's a 3 day walk, and it happened what? In 1 second. But you know what happened, Bnei Israel, at this point? They forgot that 3 day walk. They forgot what happened on that potential 3 day walk. That's what it means. Vayis'u me'ar Hashem derech sheloshet yamim. They forgot that derech of sheloshet yamim that happened in 1 second. They forgot it. So therefore, God says, I told you just to be kadosh. I told you to be... What happened? You got derailed again. You got derailed. They forgot the concept of that it's possible through living Kedusha, you're able to reach the high Madrigot. Look at Ashi says, Derech Sheloshet Yamim, Ashi, Mahalach Sheloshet Yamim Halchu B'Yom Echad. Ashi calls it. They walked 3 day distance in 1 day. Could be Rashi is hinting that they went 3 day distance in 1 day from Ramses to Sukkot. But they forgot. They forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give a lot in a little amount of time, and therefore they became depressed. And that's called the Puranut. When a person does not accept upon himself to live a life of Kiddusha, the life of Tahara, so that already, Chas v'Shalom, is depressing. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, V'Esa Itzkem Al Kanfet Nisharim, you forgot the fact that I carried you on the wings of eagles. If you look at the Baal HaTurim in Teruma, it's next week's parasha, or a few weeks we're going to read it, next week we're going to read it actually. God says, V'yikoni Teruma, take for me a Teruma. What does the Baal HaTurim say? What is the word Teruma? Teruma. 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 Mem Torah. Teruma is an abbreviation of two words. Mem Torah. The Torah that was given in 40 days. Shatorah letal lemem yomi. Le'ochle Teruma. That the Torah that was given in 40 days was only given to the people that eat teruma. He quotes a midrash. Lo nitna Torah ela le'ochle teruma. Teruma is mem Torah, and this mem Torah, this Torah was given in 40 days. Who was it given to? Ochle teruma. Oh, good. You're a Kohen? No, I'm not a Kohen either. See, yeah, you're a Kohen. Finish. You're the only one that can study Torah. It's only given to those who can eat teruma. What kind of a story is that? And if we, and we don't eat teruma, we give teruma, we can't eat teruma. What is the Mishnah saying, Berachot? Me'ematai korin et Shema. When can you read Shema? What does it mean, Shema? Shema is the Devre Torah. Me'ematai korin et Shema. When do we become suitable to read the Shema, to learn Torah? Mishaa shehakohanim nichnasim le'echol mitrumatam. From the time that the Kohanim become pure to eat the Teruma. That means the Kohen that became Tameh has to go to the Mikveh. So that's just a marking point. When do we become ra'uy to read the Kiryat Shema and study Torah? From the time that the Kohanim become pure, which means when you're pure and you're tahor like a Kohen that can eat teruma, you can study Torah also, you can start reading Kiryat Shema. That's the first Mishnah. Bidiyuk. That's the starting point. Aleph Bet. Me'em atai kunin the Shema. When are you going to start reading the Shema? When can you start learning? And if you look at the first words in the Gemara is questioning. It starts with saying, "Me'ematai kurin l'shema." Who said you have to read Shema? Usually it should say, first in the Mishnah, you have to read Shema. Now that I prove you have to read Shema, when? You don't start off with already a question, you didn't establish the facts. If I'm teaching you something, first I have to establish Arvotai, you have to read Shema. Shema, and when? It starts already when. So the Gemara starts off, Tana, Akirakae. The Tana is based on the Pasuk, because we have a Pasuk already. The Pasuk says, Umshachad Komeka. So I don't have to tell you what the Torah says. The Torah says you have to read the Shema. So Tana, Akirakae. But based on what we're saying now, The Tana of the Mishnah, what's it coming to teach you? Not only Kiryat Shema. Tana Akira Ka'in. Akira, the whole Kira, the whole Mikra. Akira, it's coming to teach a lesson in the Kira, in the learning. Tana Akira Ka'in. Not only coming to teach a lesson in Kiryat Shema. Don't think that this Mishnah, no, Tana Akira Ka'in. It's coming to teach you in the Kira. That it's got to be like terumah. Terumah has to be only for those that eat terumah, which means that they have tahara, that they have the purity. So this is this is a very, very important lesson. It's a very important lesson. Person will come along and say, you know, I'll never be able to finish this. The Mishnah says, Lo alecha melacha ligmor. It's not for you to finish. Velo ata ben horim lipater mimena. Nor do you have the ability to come along and say, I'm not going to start. You have to make an effort. And you'll notice that when you start making an effort, the Shem Shamayim, coming to the Shiurim on a daily basis, and you accept upon yourself fences for the Kiddushah, all of a sudden you'll start to see a beracha in your learning. You'll start to see there's a tremendous beracha. I know myself, in preparing the Shiurim, you see Siyata Deshmaya above the human nature. It's physically impossible to prepare all these shiurim. It's physically and humanly impossible. I'm telling you this straight. What do you think? I just said all day long preparing shiurim? We have a kolel, we have a community obligations, we have hespedim, we have visits, we have to eat, we have to go to sleep, we have to be a father, we have to be a husband. People think, to have a jukebox, put a quarter in his mouth, put the selection, boom, 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 when he spits out the Vrei Torah and comes over. But it's an incredible Siyata Deshmaya. All of a sudden, somebody will come and give me a book during the week. Somebody will come along and send me a thing, or call me, or I'll go in looking for a sefer, I'll find it, I'll open to the right page. Where there's a berachan, the learning, that's a different inyan. That's not because of Kiddushah necessarily. That's because of the Sibur. The Kahal has a Zechut. So the Kahal elects the rabbi to be their delivery man. So the Sibur has a Zechut. So the rabbi is plugged into the Sibur. And you won't believe it. On the weeks that I take off on a Shabbat, you struggle to find... doesn't go, doesn't flow properly, doesn't have the same delivery, the same siyata d'shmaya. Of course, I don't forget how to read when I take over Shabbat. Nor am I saying that we forget how to give a derash. But clearly, it's a different... So you're right, it's physically impossible, but it's done. People ask, how do you give 10 shiurim a day? It just goes. Zechut HaSibur. I'm just showing you it's possible to accomplish a lot in a little amount of time. That's what we're talking about over here. But the amateur already gives up. He says, it's impossible, and then start. And he doesn't realize that he can get the 3-day distance in one day. He doesn't realize that if I say Chema, I can finish Harim. That's the whole key over here. And that's why it says in the Parasha, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. And what's the pasuk right before Ve'ela mishpatim? Ve'ela mishpatim, it talks about the mizbayah. The mizbayah, the altar. All the rabbis ask, what's the connection between the mishpatim and the altar? The explanation is, because what do we know one thing about the mizbayah? Only people that are tahor are able to come to the next to the mizbayah. The mizbayah doesn't allow any Zav and Mitzorah to come along and fool around next to the Mizbeah. Ah, When it comes to the Mizbeach, Ashelo Tegale Ervatecha Alav, do not reveal your nakedness to the Mizbeach, which means the Mizbeach demands Kiddusha. Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tazim Lefnei. Ve'ela Mishpatim. Ashelo Tegale Ervatecha Alav, ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tazim Lefneihim. You need to have the Mishpatim on the same level. And then Borei Olam, like Rashi says, it'll be further than my Shulchan Aruch. It'll be easy. You'll just be able to grab it and understand it and eat it. You won't have to struggle. It'll be a... And this is the Inyan, how we close out the Shishi Sheba Shishi, the sixth day of the sixth week of the Shuvavim. We're able to seal the Shuvavim of Tafshin Ayin He with a good talk on the Inyan of Kiddusha and Tahara and Da'at. And Be'ezrat Hashem will be fulfilled on us. Umal'ar is de'ah. That God will fill the world with kedusha, kamayim, like the waters of the mikveh. Dayam mechasim. Amen. Amen.